live, coming from the CFF studios. We might call them the Road Grid studios now, Rich. What do you think?
Road Grid all the way.
Road Grid TV studios in Dallas, Texas. I'm your host, Matt Monero. The name of the show is called I Need More Money. Right, Dragon?
I love it.
We need more money, folks.
It's true.
The reason we need more money, it's very simple. When Bill Gates, the richest man in the world, says that he needs more money, we all need more money. Now, Gates, of course, doesn't need money to pay the bills. Gates says the more money he has, he can put it into his foundation, the more people he can help in the world. Now, that may be appropriate for you listening to us right now, because you say, I need more money because I want to help more people, or you might be saying, I need more money to pay the rent. Either way, it's okay. The good news is you tuned into the show. As I said, I'm your host, Matt Monero. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. It's a call-in show, and I'd like you to call us at 870-330-4930. Rich, we have three people on the board right now.
You got Mark up as the first one.
Good. So we've got plenty of time. We've got plenty of openings for people to call us. It's an hour-long show. And I want to introduce you to my guest. My guest is Dragon Tchaikovsky.
That's it. That's perfect.
But he likes to go by Dragon Slayer. I love that. It really is Dragon.
It's you hit it right. It's Dragon, and you hit it right in the head. That's awesome.
So why is Dragon an Dragon? Sorry, an important guest on our show today. Let me tell you why. Dragon is one of five certified senior trainers for the Anthony Robbins companies.
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, it's the Anthony Robbins.
The one and only.
The one and only Anthony Robbins. And you came into my office a week ago and blew this place up, talking about the impact of limiting beliefs and really the pain, the stumbling blocks that limiting beliefs create. And so I asked you, please come back in and be on the radio show so we can help our listening audience. And it's been such an unbelievable reminder for me. I'm a sponge for this stuff. I've been listening to this stuff since 1991. Why? Because my real dad left when I was 6 months old. It was just my mother and I. By the way, I never heard from him again. And my mother remarried to a guy who loved me, but he was a real turd. Especially in the self-esteem department, right? Used to call my sister and I stupid, you idiot. Why would you do that? Look, I hated him for that stuff, and it impacted my self-esteem. 1991, I watched Tony Robbins on television. I bought Personal Power, and it all changed for me.
Love it.
It took me decades to rebuild that level of confidence, though, that, and I was just recently posting about it, Dragon, about how, you know, how many times does someone have to say you're great to overcome the one time somebody told you you're stupid?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I dealt with it for a long time.
Yeah.
But man, I'm past that.
I know. I know. I see it. I feel it.
I'm way past that now. I'm actually, I think, on the other side where I recognize that I want to help as many people as I possibly can who may be in that same thing. And here's what's also sad. We're going to get into it on the show today, Dragon, but we're not always talking about people who are at the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't at the bottom, and I still have these limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
So I really want to get into it at what level a person has, whether they have no success, they have some success, they have great success. We all probably still have these limiting beliefs.
Absolutely.
And they're holding us back.
Yeah.
So, I want to jump right to the phones, Rich. Let's go right to the phones and take Mark, and let's see what runs on Mark's mind. Mark, jump on board. I'm Matt Monero, your host. I've got Dragon in the studio with us. What are you thinking about today, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Awesome.
I was just wondering, what pushes you into the next level?
What pushes you into the next level is Mark's question. What pushes you into the next level? Well, I mean, I'll answer it first, Dragon. I come from a place of desperation.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, busted broke, terrible self-esteem issues, just really no other place to turn. So everything I do, even though I really, you know, a lot of the stuff I do, I don't have to do anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay, man.
Yeah.
So I come from a place of desperation, Mark. Dragon, where do you see, whether it's in yourself or most of the people that you consult and work with, where do you see they're coming from?
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's out of two places that we see quite a bit. It's out of desperation or out of inspiration. And you can let something come into your life where you need to make a change, and you're hit hard, and you know it's going to be an adversity, it's going to be a challenge, and you need to do something. Or you can choose to do it out of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
What I believe is when you have a vision so big, when you have something that, that just gets you excited, that, that's just, you know what your why is, you're just going to go after it, there's nothing going to stop you, that it's which one do you choose? And I think more for me, it was a little bit of desperation that, you know, I grew up with just kind of living in a lower class, middle class, lower class family, but I was inspired for more.
Yeah.
You know, similar to your background, you know, came from immigrant parents. This is, I knew that we had to work hard and we had to make it happen. So I was inspired, and I saw my parents working very, very hard. So it was an inspiration to me to be able to give back to my parents and impact other people, because I know that if I can do it, why can't other people do it?
You so bet. Now, Mark, where are you coming from, though? I mean, let's get to your why. Where are you in this equation?
I'm just at a place in my life where I invested a lot into, I guess, a lot of people that just didn't want to go to the next level in their life. And so I'm at a place where basically I lost so much, I think I finally started looking at my price tag, I guess. And now I want to invest in people that want help and not just invest in people that are going to, I don't know.
Mark, you got to take me a little deeper on this one. When you say you invested in people, are you talking about financial, emotional? Is it a relationship, employees? What are we talking about there?
All of the above. You know, I invested a lot in a lot of people that, I don't know, just like a lot of people, I guess, that didn't see like what I was where I was trying to take them. And so It ended up bringing me backwards. And so I'm just at a place right now where I'm wanting to go to that next level of my life and be okay with what's next for me.
Well, you got money?
Making it.
I mean, really though, do you have money? Do you worry about how the rent's going to get paid next month or how the car payment's going to get paid, or are you past that point?
I'm at a rebuilding point. I basically lost everything last year because of just different people I was trying to invest in and bring to the next level, and ended up bringing me to like destruction, I guess, so to speak. And so I'm rebuilding myself right now.
Dragon, what do you think about this concept of investing in other people before you invest in yourself? Because I think that's what I just heard from you, Mark, that you sort of were heavily reliant upon some other people to get you to the next level versus necessarily being reliant upon yourself.
Yeah, you know, I think it goes hand in hand. I think anybody who's quote unquote self-made, they're not really self-made. They put in the work, they put in the time, the effort, but also they had a lot of support from other people, friends, family members, you know, whether it's employees or relationships. But I think you also hit on the head. It's, you know, you have to take care of yourself first. You really have to understand your worth and really invest in you to be your best version of yourself. And, you know, one of the analogies or one of the things that for me is just I've always wanted to help people so much. I wanted to give as much as I can, whether it's energy, time, you know, money, whatever it may be. But I also realized that I can only give so much. So what I did was I matched people on their commitment level. So if they gave me 10%, I would give them 10% back, because I was sick and tired of giving everything I could, giving all my 100%, and only getting a 10, 25, 15% return.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, I'll meet them on their commitment level. They're all in, I'm all in.
Yeah.
They want it, I'm there with them. But if they want it half in, then I'll be there when their half is there, and I'll bring half of me. So
yeah.
Just meet them where they're at.
So, Mark, that connects to a wonderful quote that says, I can save you from drowning, but you have to swim to me.
Yeah.
Right? So I would caution you on the people that you're surrounding yourself. Look, if you're in the rebuilding stage, my friend, and I've been there three specific times in my 21 years in business, we have been busted, broke three times. We just kept showing up every day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically, we probably should have been out of business three times, but we didn't. Focus on yourself, big guy. Focus on pulling your share of the American pie out of it. And then I think once you get that down pat, you can be a better helper to other people. Mark, I want to thank you for your call, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Mark. You got it. All the best, brother.
Hey, I want to share this limiting belief story that happened to me after you came into my office and fired us up a week and a half ago. I was in Vegas, and I was meeting with a new friend of mine. The guy's name is Brad Lee. He owns a company called Lightspeed VT. You know Bradley?
Yeah, awesome, awesome, amazing guy.
He is, man.
Yeah.
He is. And so I'm in Vegas. I'm speaking at this event, but then I had time. I wanted to bop in, meet Bradley in person and all this sort of stuff. And we had some lunch. Then I called him and said, hey, let's do dinner together. It all worked out, right? He asked me, what's your biggest pain point in your business? And I said, it's employees, right? The inability for me to find good quality salespeople to grow our business. We want to go from 100 million to a billion.
Yeah.
And Brad said, well, tell me about the opportunity. I said, oh, it's fantastic. It's this, that, and the other thing. He's like, I don't get it. He's like, if that's the opportunity, then why do you think it's so hard? Why are you in your mind believing that it's so hard for you to find employees and people? He's like, if I were you, I would be completely changing the way you're approaching this. And do you know that was 10 o'clock at night on Thursday? I replaced a new ad that Friday morning. We ended up interviewing 12 people that next Monday, and we've hired 2 people already.
That's fantastic.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm supposed to get this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to know this stuff.
Yeah.
But yet in my head, I'm creating these limiting beliefs on why we're having so much trouble growing the sales force.
Yeah.
Bradley snapped me right out of it.
Yeah.
We put the plan into action, and we have tremendous results because of it.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine if we did that week after week after week?
Yeah.
Hey, stick around. We're coming to segment 2. I got Dragon from the Anthony Robbins Companies in the studio with us. Stick around. I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. Follow my guest on Twitter. It's Dragon Tweets.
Yeah, D-R-A-G-A-N Tweets, Dragon Tweets.
Dragon is a senior performance trainer with the Anthony Robbins Companies. It's a viciously tough job to get. There's thousands of people who want that job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is the cream of the crop job.
Yeah.
Because Tony Robbins is no joke.
Yeah.
He wants the best.
Absolutely.
And he can get it.
Yep.
So congratulations to you, man. It's a cool
thing.
I know.
Thank you.
I know that's a real tough thing to get.
Yeah.
And it's a tough thing to keep.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So here's what we're doing on the show. We're talking about limiting beliefs. It's the I Need More Money radio show. The show dovetails to my book that's coming out in the fall called Guess What? I Need More Money. It's not a self-published book either, by the way, guys. This is the real deal. I mean, a real publisher, a real book, and if I do pat myself on the back, a real advance, baby. Right?
It's awesome.
There's a whole game on that advance, though, man. Maybe we'll do a whole other show on how that works, right? I mean, there ain't no money in books.
Yeah.
The only money in books is the advance.
Yeah.
The rest of it gets clawed back in rentals. You know, if you see a book at the airport, that space is paid for by the publishing company.
Yeah.
That is not Hudson News saying, geez, we think this book would sell, right? He who pays the most gets the real estate. I think it's that way in the grocery business too,
yeah,
Rich.
Yeah.
So look, I just shared one of my limiting belief stories that happened to us. I was feeling as though we were going to have an incredibly difficult time growing the company because we weren't finding proper salespeople, talented enough salespeople. And then Dragon came in, questioned some of my belief systems, and then I went and met with a new friend, Brad Lee, out in Vegas, and Brad sort of woke me up to it again. And that was fine, right? I can deal with it. But I had to take action.
Yeah.
And I did. That next Monday, that Friday morning after dinner with Bradley on Thursday, the first thing I did was I redid the entire ads that we have for our sales hiring ads all over. We have ads all over the place. I redid them all. And the title of the ad was 250,000 is a reality in my office. That's how the title went. That was Brad Lee's recommendation.
Love it.
And then we went on and we gave some specific details of why, what we're all about. And then I forced the applicants to go out and learn a little bit about us, because when they would call in, we were going to question them of the research they did on
Great.
Us. They all did it.
Fantastic.
And we ended up hiring 2 people.
That's awesome.
And so now I have this completely different view on the ability for our company to go to the next level, from 100 million to a billion.
Yeah.
It's crazy, these limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
The question, Dragon, is how do we know that we have them, right? Don't we just get in this, don't we just record the tapes and we just sort of start regurgitating the same comments over and over and over,
yeah,
not even recognizing that the comments are reflections of our limiting beliefs?
Yeah. You know, well, I think you said it. It's just a lot of times that we do things over and over again, and a lot of times that we're running on these habits and patterns, and these are habits and patterns of actions, habits and patterns in thoughts, habits and thought patterns in beliefs. And, you know, you'd ask, how do we identify if we have limiting beliefs? I mean, if we're all honest, I mean, you look at some of the most successful people on the planet, and even they get in their own way at times. They have some doubts. They have some limitations. I mean, I've been blessed to be around some amazing, awesome, amazing individuals, and, you know, they'll share that they doubt themselves at times too, and we all have that type of that voice inside our head. Some people two voices, some people have a party up there. But you know, it's really looking at it and saying, hey, you know, like what we did in the office, I just said, what's your outcome and what's really holding you back from producing that outcome? And I think just asking that simple question of what is it that's really holding me back, and is this the truth? And they may be true, but is that the real truth? Is that what really holding you back? Or like you said, you know, shifting a belief about being able to bring on high caliber quality employees, and just not just can I do it, but you did the most important thing, is you took action.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to change beliefs. It's great to really look at some of these limitations and identify them if they're real or not. But the key right there is finding out what that new empowered belief must be and taking that action. And you applied it, of course, and that's why you have the result now with bringing on two employees already.
But I think the Tony Robbins material is so different than other people's material. The last 2 years, I've been very consumed with the Cardone, Vaynerchuk,
yep.
In Your Face,
yep.
You know, really 10X, massive action,
yep.
All that sort of stuff. And I forgot that all of that is great, and
yeah.
I believe important. Tony
sure.
Robbins talks about massive action
of
a
course.
Lot. But the belief system will tear you down if you push hard enough with a lousy belief system.
I agree.
It starts with that.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, the Gary Vaynerchuk and the Grant Cardone, two individuals that if I'm following, if I'm consuming information, those are the two of the top guys I'm listening to all the time. They're relevant. Gary is absolutely on point with social media, the entrepreneurship. Grant Cardone, huge, huge, huge fan of his, applies material all the time. Got to meet him a couple months ago. Awesome, amazing guy, their organization. So it's, you know, it's for me, I'm going to consume the best of the information that's out there and take and apply it. And there's no question. I mean, Tony's been doing this for 39 years. He's the best at what he does in our space. You look at Grant, you look at Gary, those guys are the best at what they
yeah.
do. And it's a combination of taking some of the yeah. best stuff from each individual and each, you know, people that resonate with you, but it is starting with that operating system. Our belief system is like our operating system on our computer
mm-hmm.
or, you know, on the programs we run, and those programs are running our beliefs.
Yeah.
You know, just, well, we have people upgrade their cell phones and upgrade their software on their computer, but they don't upgrade their own mental software.
It's so crazy.
Which is,
it's so crazy.
It is.
I really believe that a lot of people, and you in the meeting said that our psyche is built at a very, very early age.
Yeah.
And I believe that most people, when they graduate high school, that's it.
Yeah.
They literally stop this massive learning cycle.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And it's such a shame because we all have so much more to achieve and to reach. And we're going to get into it in one of these segments here, but it's not just when your back is to the wall.
Yeah.
It's when you're doing well. We constantly have to recalibrate. Hey, let's jump, as we close out segment two, let's jump to Latia on the line. Latia, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
I want to thank you for sticking around. Let's get to your question right away. Tell us what's going on.
What's going on with me?
How do you feel this conversation is impacting you, your belief system? Do you feel you have some things that are holding you back a little bit from achieving more?
Yes, I do. But I know what those things are. So I'm trying, like this conversation actually is a big impact. Some of the things that he said, you know, is helping me notice, because I do want to become a comedian, but I'm in a financial situation, my living arrangements are not good. I have children. I'm a single mother. I have a lot of things going on that are holding me back, but I believe that I can do it because I have done it before. I've done two stand-up shows. I like the stage. I grace the presence. It's just all about getting the material and getting back on stage, but I have to first get my personal life in order. So that's what's holding me back, but I believe I can do it.
So, Latia, I need you to stick with us. We're going to a commercial break right now, but I want to bring you back as we come out of that commercial break, and let's see if Dragon and I can't help you a little bit in busting through some of those limiting beliefs. Will that be all right with you?
That's fine.
Good. Stick around for us. Appreciate you.
Awesome.
back in, because I'm back on the I Need More Money radio show. Hey, you guys know that we like to Periscope the radio show, and it gets crazy because we're communicating with Periscope, and we're also on the radio. But look, that's the way it is now, folks. There's multiple channels to get your message out, and you need to use all those channels too, folks. Business is not the way it was 5 years ago. I don't even think it was it's the same as it was 2 years ago.
No, completely not.
It's not. I mean, you have to be comfortable with getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's the only time change happens.
Yeah.
And today, unfortunately, uncomfortable means transparency.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
It means you got to get out there and you got to show warts and all.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons that we do with this sort of stuff. I was just in Council Bluffs, Iowa, in Omaha, then Council Bluffs, Iowa. I was speaking to a group of truckers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. I got back last night. Larry Wingett was the keynote speaker there. And, you know, Wingett's message is it's all your fault.
Yeah. Right?
Both the negative and the positive.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
And Wingett told a story that in the Q&A session, which was really sort of testimonial. I mean, it was interesting. Somebody said, "What's your biggest regret?" And Wingett said that after 23 years of marriage, one day his wife dropped him off at the airport. And she said, "Hey, Larry," as he was getting out of the car, she said, "Do me a favor. Don't call me for the next 2 days." And Wingett was completely taken back. What do you mean, don't call you? She says, "Every time you call me, you tell me how being on the road stinks, sleeping in hotels is so hard, you got to fly around, the only thing you like is speaking to the group, but everything else is a grind." She's like, "I've heard it for 23 years. I don't want to hear it anymore."
Yeah.
He said it immediately woke him up.
Yeah.
Changed his belief towards being on the road and began to, you know, say, "I'm fortunate that I get to fly around and speak to 75 audiences a year and get paid big money for it," right? Completely changed it around.
That's that paradigm shift. That what does it really mean? You know, it's powerful stuff.
It is. And then also the transparency. You know, I have to say, about a month ago, I had somewhat of a similar situation with my wife. I've been pushing so hard that I took my family for granted, no question about it. And now we've been living in this hotel because I got some work being done at my house. And my wife was like, because we have this suite at the hotel, but it's still pretty cramped. I have three boys, 14, 12, and 10. They're growing. They're big. And she's like, "You're going to stay at the house or I'm going to stay at the house."
Yeah.
"But you're just not that much fun to be around." Man, it woke me. It just changed it instantaneously for me that said, "What am I doing?"
Yeah.
Right? What am I doing? I got to do it all better.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, hey, we're talking about this limiting belief concept. It's a call-in show. I want you to call me at 870-330-4930. Rich, do we have Tiana on the line or did she drop? Oh, Latia's still there. Latia, I apologize. I mispronounced your name there. I apologize for that. Welcome back. Thank you for coming back to segment three on the show. You're with Matt Monero and Dragon. And we're talking about how you want to be a comedian, but you feel as though as a single mom with children and a living situation, those are standing in the way. Is that a fair recap of how you feel things are going for you? Latia? We lost her, guys. We lost Latia. Well, let's say Latia was still on the line, Dragon. What would you have said to her? Because I know exactly where we're going on this, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's first and foremost is what place are you coming from mentally? And you know what? If we're being honest, it doesn't sound like the okay,
oh, good.
Perfect.
Latia, we've got you back, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute.
Hey, thank
you
for... Okay, good, good, good. So did I do a good job of recapping your current situation as you see it?
Yes, yes. And you mentioned you have three boys. I do have three boys as well. And I'm a single mother of three boys, so it is hard. So
it's a tough deal. How are you paying the bills right now? How is the income stream coming in for you and your three boys?
I don't have an income right now at all. I was just working for the Hers Factory. I don't know if you ever heard of Hers Potato Chips.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was just working there, but I stopped because I'm starting working for Xbox. I was supposed to start on Sunday, and that would have gave me income. But then my background check from North Carolina took too long to come back, so I missed the training class. So now I have to wait a whole month. So now I'm in the process of just finding income for this whole month before I start working at Xbox. You know, I'm trying to get with her in the process to go back there to see if I can keep working there to keep the income coming in. But at this time, I just, you know, relocated.
Yeah, so you're in you're in a tough spot. You're in a tough spot. I mean, at the end of the day,
it's hard for me to do it. It's hard for me to focus on my dream and to believe in myself if I'm in personal tough spot. You know what I mean?
You're going to get the tough truth from Dragon and I right now for the next about a minute or so because we want to help you. The first thing we want to do is help you, and we want you to begin to feel positive about what's going on, because with all due respect, you know, I think you've got some limiting beliefs going on, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. I want to help you push through those. The first thing is, comedians don't make much money. I mean, they just don't. The average guy is or gal is not going to be a Jerry Seinfeld or a Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's just not going to go that way. So the dream still doesn't put money in your pocket. And I don't want to get away from the core of this show. It's I need more money. You need more money. You got to figure out a way to make more money to feed those three boys. So what else can you do? Tell me another skill or another talent that you have so that we can start fixing this money problem. And then I promise you, Dragon, we'll get to the how do you get to your dream section.
Well, I'm really good at on a computer. I'm really technical. I know how.
You can do data entry? You can do data entry? Yep. Good.
Yes,
what else can you do? Can you do telemarketing?
Yes, I can.
Can you tend bar? Could you serve? Could you tend bar?
What's tend bar?
You know, be a bartender.
No, I don't think I could do that. I mean, I could do it, but I don't think I would be fast enough to do it. Like, I'm not a fast type of person to move up and down the bar. I probably would mess your drink up. Like, I would try it.
Hey, you know what we're talking about here, don't you? You know what this topic of this show is, don't you?
Right.
Limiting beliefs. Guess what? So you're just telling us why you're not going to be a good bartender, and I want you to start looking at it the opposite way. Every time you think you can't do it, I need you to reverse engineer that and say, well, I could be a great bartender. I could make a great drink. I could get up and down the bar quickly. But listen, if tend and bar isn't what you need to do, what I do want to ask you about is, yeah, and listen, we just had somebody on Periscope pop in. I mean, the ability to clean houses, because my point is, on a money situation, the most important thing you need to do is get the money coming back in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go so far as to say, you got to put your dream on hold, because your dream is to be the best mom you can possibly be to the three boys. And you ain't going to be the best mom to those three boys if you don't have money coming in. I need you to find a job today. Like right now, go on Craigslist and find a data entry position that pays whatever, 12, 14, 18 bucks. And sign up for it. Say, I can start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dragon, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you hit it right in the head. I think most important thing, and I think, you know, the dream is important, but what's more important in both of our opinions right now is taking care of the family, being that best mom that you can be for those three boys, because I know that's extremely, extremely important for you. And, you know, focusing on your dream, you know, here's what I'll say is, you'd said you'd done it in the past as well, too, so you've had some successes. And, you know, I know it's not an easy situation what you're going through right now, but what I would suggest is start from some references that you have of the successes that you had in the past. Because if we're coming from a place of, you know, it's too challenging, it's too difficult, we're already going to limit our potential of what's possible. Right now, you're limiting your situation of what's possible within work, financial, going out there and having your dreams. So the amount of actions you're going to take is a lot less actions that you could take. And now the result is you're in this position where you're not making the money that you could or you should be making, providing for the family, and your dream's on hold. What I would suggest is to switch those beliefs and ask yourself some better questions, saying, hey, how can I provide for my family and make some progress towards my dreams? How can I bring on some additional skill sets and possibly even make some more money while living my dream? Who do I need to get in front of, or what references do I need to begin with so I can move forward in both making money, providing for my family, and going out there and living my dream? I think Matt alluded hit on the head. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, you don't look at what's the gentleman's name? Kevin Hart. He didn't just come out there out of nowhere. He put in a lot of time, effort, and practicing his craft. So,
Latia, we're down to 45 seconds. I know you got one last thing you'd like to say. Go for it.
I just want to say that I like to do production as well. So that is my main focus because I know producing, I'm good on a computer, like producing a whole movie. Like I got a mini skit on my Facebook page that I
Yeah. Did. So listen, Latia, we're running out of time. I hope you heard the message we just delivered, which is get the money coming in right now. Don't wait for that dream to materialize for you. You need money. And if you got to put the dream on hold, that's what you got to do to get the money coming in. Take care, Latia. Thank you for the call. You can do it.
All the best, Latia.
Radio show. We got one segment left. We're killing it talking about limiting beliefs. It's funny. I know we have a lot of positive people either talking to us on Periscope or calling in, but a lot of times what I'm hearing from them and what I'm interpreting from them is still limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
We just had someone on Periscope tell us that they were an unhappy millionaire, and Rich, our IT manager, jumps in and says, geez, that sounds like an oxymoron. He's absolutely right about that. It is a funny situation. And what I want to get to, Dragon, as we finish is, you know, sometimes we need this big shot in the arm.
Yeah.
I mean, right? It's like the little bits just may not be enough to do it.
Yeah.
And so in the Tony Robbins world, how many of these big events that's coming up in Dallas, give me the dates, June?
June 23rd through the 26th, Dallas Convention Center.
And how many of those events get put on every year?
Those events, only 3 per year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. And we would anticipate for the Dallas event somewhere around, what, 8,000 people?
Yep, that's where we're expecting.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, huge.
Price point is somewhere from, say, 600 to a couple thousand.
Yeah, actually, 700 to about 3,000.
To about 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey, Craig, I want to jump on and grab your call real quick. So jump on with us, buddy. Thank you for calling. Craig, are you with us?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for the call. I'm Matt Monero, and I have Dragon in the studio with me. We're talking about limiting beliefs, man. What's on your mind?
See, the funny thing is, you know, being a depressed millionaire is not as uncommon as people would like to believe.
Oh, buddy, I get it. I get it. I mean, is it because a million isn't as much as you thought?
I thought it what's that?
Is it because you when you got to a million, you realized that a million wasn't as much as you thought it was going to be? It wasn't going to change your life as much as you thought? What was your reason for being depressed?
See, society always tells us once we reach a certain level of success that that's the end all. And I thought the guy that said that it was kind of like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
There's so many people that once they reach their, what society says is their financial level of success, They lose their edge, and I lost my edge.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is I got into like this, you know, spiraling out of control, self-sabotage. I wanted to distance myself from cash as quick as possible. And because my friends weren't around to help me, spend it.
Now, look, it's a real deal, man. It's a real problem.
It is. It really is. And I think a lot of people, once they understand the difference between currency and money, then that takes a different hold in their life.
How'd you make
so
your money, Craig? How'd you make it?
Real estate.
And then how much of it did you lose?
I like to attribute my life to my $5 million education, so that's probably how much I lost.
Okay, and how bad did it get?
Overall.
How bad did it get?
It got to a point where I walked away from everything, gave the keys to houses, left my, you know, vehicles in the driveway, and moved to Mexico to raise my daughter with my wife.
Mm.
And I went on what my friends and family said was a 7-year vacation because I really just walked away from my life. So I just got back in August. I'm back in the United States now, and I'm going back on stage. I used to teach financial literacy on stage. And what I realized was people do not know the difference between currency and money. It's a mind game. So there's something out there called neuroeconomics, or quantum neuroeconomics, that has a lot to do with, instead of reacting to your bills, respond to what you want your life to be about.
So, Craig, let me ask you, when you went to Mexico, did you get happy in Mexico? Were you happier with less in Mexico than you were with the $5 million in real estate and all the other stuff here?
Collectively. Collectively, it was like $5 million over the course of my life.
So how do you turn it around? Yes, where do you go from here, though, buddy? How do you turn it around? You got back in August. How do you get back to what Craig was supposed to do?
Well, I already have. I'm finishing up a book. Going back on stage, but only I'm teaching money through my experience instead of currency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And money has always been a commodity, and people don't realize that they're the commodity. So once they start accepting the fact that they're the commodity and they're pretty much priceless, then we start selling ourselves short.
Look, it's a good call, man. I mean, I like the message. It's a complicated message. It's a very difficult message for a lot of people to believe.
It is a very complicated message, but it's pretty simple.
True, but it is. Most people don't really, what you're saying, which I agree with, but it takes time to understand this, is most, what you're trying to say is that money is just paper. It's just it's an object in your pocket, like a pencil or a pen it has no connection really to what most people think that it does. It's a very hard message to get to.
Kind of in a way, okay. The trick is the terminology. Because what we're doing every day is we're trading our money, which is our time, for this currency, right? So by chasing that currency, it constantly eludes you. It constantly eludes the life that you're really seeking.
So let me ask you a quick question, Craig. Hey, look, let me jump in here real quick. What is holding you back now? I got 2 minutes left on this final segment of this week's show. What do you think is holding you back right now?
What was holding me back, because it's no longer holding me back, was people used to tell me I couldn't achieve a level of success that I wanted because I was not educated formally. What I started to realize was, as I became really successful, the people that were telling me that couldn't even catch up.
Yeah.
So
that's
my
good.
Limited belief at that time was that the lack of my education.
But how about now, Craig? Take us to today. What is holding you back now, or do you believe that you've pulled the blinders off and all you see is open runway? Where are you right now?
It's just open. It's just literally open runway.
Good for you.
Beautiful. It's literally open runway. There is absolutely nothing stopping me from where I'm going.
There you go,
it.
Man. I
That's
love
right.
it, dude. That's awesome. Good for you.
Awesome, Craig.
Craig, listen, thank you for reaching out on Periscope. Thanks for taking the action to call. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys, we're down to 1 minute here. Dragon, I want to thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. It's an honor and privilege, my man.
Thank you. I want to remind everybody, Tony Robbins, give me the name of the show again.
Unleash the Power Within, June 23rd through the 26th, Dallas Convention Center.
Yep.
It's life-changing. Literally no words for it other than life-changing.
I think the final message is it's not enough to just think about it and absorb a little bit. You need to immerse in massive amounts of action, and this event is one of those.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy, thanks. Hey, everybody, till the next time we talk, thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.